Welcome everyone to a new episode of the Data Space podcast hosted by myself, Tuana, the developer advocate at Kumulayo. And today I am with Mark de Jong from TimeWax, who is the CEO and product manager at TimeWax. And due to his role and what TimeWax does, I'll ask him to introduce himself a bit better after this. They work with a lot of different companies from a lot of different industries. So today we're going to learn a bit about how they tackle analytics for different KPIs. So Mark, please introduce yourself.
Yes. Hi. Well, my name is Mark de Jong, like you just said. I'm one of the founders together with my partner, Jürgen Bink. I used to be responsible for sales and marketing, and now I am the CEO, and I have a second hat, product manager. So I am taking care of the clients to make sure that our product keeps meeting their requirements, and analytics is a part of that.
Cool. And what does TimeWax do? Can you give us a bit of insight?
Yeah, sure. So we offer online project and resource planning software. So if you're a project-based company like an ICT company, or you are an engineering company, these are typically project-based companies and they need to run projects for their clients. And we focus on the project and resource planning or scheduling part of that. So typically a lot of companies find themselves doing that in an Excel sheet. Or with an old fashioned planning board. So like a board with these little cards or magnets. And that's what we have a solution for that, doing that entirely online with our product. And we have like smart integrations with calendar systems, so we can basically see what employees are doing, report that back to planners, resource managers, and they can simply, with dragging and dropping, they can start scheduling resources to projects.
So you're bringing this to the 21st century as far as I can understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. So, all right. So through your work, you've probably seen data analytics adopted for various reasons and intentions and to support different KPIs. So do you notice any difference between analytical needs for different industries you work with?
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's like a couple of industries that we support and they tend to have different needs. So, for example, consultancy firms. Mm-hmm. If you take a look at those firms, a traditional consultancy firm, they tend to deploy their consultants to projects over at client sites. And typically a consultancy organization, they won't be managing an entire project on a fixed price basis as such. Of course, that happens. Mm-hmm. But mainly just they're focused on delivering the right consultants with the right skills. So these companies tend to focus on utilization. How billable are they? Uh-huh. And how billable are certain departments, certain groups of resources, so consultants? That would be like their main focus. Whereas, for example, if you take a look at the ICT industry, typically... they have a very strong background in managing projects. So you'll often find very experienced project managers. In that industry, they tend to do large, big projects and be like the end responsible, being the contracting party. And they also tend to do fixed price, a lot of fixed price projects. And there you see also different there. Well, of course, like utilization is important, but they really want to focus on managing the project. They want to see how is the project progressing. You know, they have a budget, especially when they have a fixed price. They really need to manage this project because in the end, they want to make a profit. And if you have a fixed price, you better do this project very efficiently.
So I can already see differences in why you would want to have data and what about data you would want to look into depending on what type of interest you're in. So my next question would be, what about the process of adoption for these companies when it comes to data analytics? How do they differ in that sense?
Well, they differ in that sense. It has to do with their level of maturity. because we have small clients, medium-sized clients, big clients. So, and when you have small clients, you know, like startups, they wouldn't be interested in very extensive reporting, mm-hmm. but they do need to have basic reporting. They have projects, they want to see budget versus actuals, for example. But let's see, when they are a step further down the road, when they're bigger, they start professionalizing, and then they actually also want, they need more information. They, of course, they do projects, and they see that they end up with a positive result, but then they want to really dig down into the project, see what is the progress, what is the performance of a project. And they want to actually see that during the execution of a project and have more grip on those projects because they're growing. So efficiency is more and more important. And when you have like more enterprise clients, these clients, you know, they really want, they want it all. They want to have extensive forecasting. They mm-hmm. want to see financial reporting on projects. They maybe also want to see what is the profit of a project. And, you know, when you're a small company or medium-sized company, you wouldn't be very much interested in that yet. But as you grow, as these companies reach a higher maturity level, they really want insight in all the data and all the numbers behind their business.
And I can imagine the fact that they have more resources means that they can start looking into, really deep diving into building a full-fledged analytics
Absolutely.
Layer as well.
Yeah.
All right. And then there's a question from me out of curiosity, really. So because, again, there's a variety of industries you work with a variety of companies. And like you said, each of them will have different KPIs and different reasons to want to build data analytics. And the whole design of their layer will relate to what the KPIs are going to be. Have you ever come across companies within a single industry who have vastly different KPIs, and how have you approached that?
Yeah, we absolutely see that, because I can say that for certain industries, we, you know, we tend to see certain dashboards that are relevant for them, mm-hmm. but in the end, there's so many variety. Because, for example, let's look at media, marketing and media agencies. Mm-hmm. They tend to focus a little bit more on profitability, because when they hire a lot of creatives, for example, let's say they do, typically in that industry, there's a lot of freelancers out there, and they hire these creatives to do work on their projects for clients. Mm-hmm. But because they are purchasing these services from creative freelancers, looking at profitability is very important. So that would be typically something you see in that industry. But of course, in ICT in the industry, you also might have companies that rely on a large freelancer resource pool. And then that profitability would also be important there. So you can sort of highlight per industry typical KPIs, but we basically also see them in all the industries as well.
I guess it's always an individual
it
matter
is.
As well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
I'm
is.
Surprised what you said about media companies. I wonder if, this is me thinking, I wonder if profitability equals popularity in a lot of those industries. I've never worked with a media company, so just wondering. Yeah. All right, so we've talked about companies, we've talked about different KPIs. My next question is going to be the play of personas. Mm-hmm. So are there different user personas that come into play, and how do you address those different needs, let's say, within a single data analytics project even? Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, typically what we see is within an organization, well, of course, we have the employees basically that do the work, there would be little requirements coming from them to have dashboarding. But typically we see department managers, we see project managers, client managers, senior management. So for example, a project manager would be very interested to see the performance of a single project, because he or she is responsible for that project. So they would be focused on really project dashboarding. Whereas, for example, a client manager, this person would be responsible for a group of clients. So they would like to see all the projects of a certain client or certain industry that they're servicing. So they are interested in multi-project dashboards, and not so much in all the itty-gritty details of a single project, but they would like to have a high-level overview of that. With respect, and I always say that, you know, a medal has two sides, and within these project-based companies, you know, one side of the medal is the entire project performance part of it, but the other side is the resourcing part of it. So department managers and resource managers, they would be more focused on dashboarding with respect to utilization, the resource pool, the employees, which departments are utilized like maybe 100%, or maybe the workload is too high. They want to have forecasting on that so that they can see, hey, we'd better start recruiting some new people. Or, you know, when they are having bad times, they might have too many resources in the company. So then you also need to decide what to do with that. Or they want to see what kind of skills are required for future projects so that they can decide, hey, we need to recruit people with these skills, or we need to maybe offer some education to the existing resources that we have so that we can fulfill the needs in the future. So typically, this is where department managers, resource managers, are looking for in dashboarding. Yeah. And senior managers, senior management, basically, they want to see it all, but on a high level,
Yeah. And within a single project, because of the variety of what a certain persona in the same company might need in difference to another person in the same company, do you tend to offer multiple solutions within the same project? How do you address that variety when it comes to, let's say, one project you're signing with one customer?
Yeah, well, again here, because there's such a variety on what people would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done, we've sort of have this concept of building blocks when it comes to dashboards.
Yes.
Because if we would offer one dashboard, for, let's say, this example that you mentioned, a single project dashboard, if we put everything in there, like reporting on hours, reporting on the financial dimension, reporting on progress, reporting on profitability, it would be a huge dashboard. And
yes,
it would,
rigid,
let's say,
and cluttered.
Yeah, and it would, most project managers would only be interested in 20% of such an extensive dashboard. So what we do in our product, basically, we created a whole library of dashboards. So it's quite a lot of them.
Yeah.
And then you as a company, you can actually decide, for example, hey, profitability reporting on projects doesn't make sense for me, for my company. So we skip these.
Nice.
And then you're left with, let's say, 20 dashboards. And then you decide, okay, these three dashboards are interesting for my project manager, so I assign them to my project managers. And this way, we make it easy to really pinpoint the right dashboards to the right people within your organization.
So from what I can see, given the vast array of different use cases you might be catering to when providing data analytics, you provide quite a layer of flexibility for people to make it exactly catered to their needs.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So my next question, this was something I added last minute. It's an extra one to before, but when it comes to handling data for the BI you offer to your customers, how do you handle that? Is it something that you would handle? Is it something that the clients would handle on their side? What would your suggestions be when it comes to data in general? It can be anything from storing data to cleaning data.
Well, I would always suggest that they store and keep all the data that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, for example, in Germany, especially the bigger corporations, they are, it's for them, it's mandatory to archive data. So we've seen German clients actually deleting some of their history because they have to comply with regulations, which is such a pity, I think, because they're like losing a lot of data. So that always sort of breaks my heart a little bit. But I think when we onboard clients, we always talk to them and we try to let them think about what they want to achieve when it comes to reporting.
Yes.
Because when you set up in our system, you set up resources with skills, you set up projects, and you for projects you break them down into, well, activities or deliverables or what have you. And we always say, think about this, begin with the end in mind. What is it that you would like to see? Because if you set up a project in a very in a very detailed way, but you never do anything with that from a reporting perspective, then you can still do it. Maybe you have other reasons to do it, but think about it. Think about it.
Yeah. All right. Clear. Final question, and this one is actually a question you gave me the idea for this question on our Discord community. For everyone listening, we do have a small new Discord community, Data Spaces community. You can find it on our website. So I've started to ask this to everyone I have on this show, because sometimes people have an answer, sometimes people don't, but I'd like to hear them. So what's the process of picking the right visual? This can be any chart for any reason. Like, what is the thought process saying, you know, bar chart for this and donut for that?
Yeah.
Could be anything.
Yeah, a bar chart, well, typically we do that for comparisons.
Yeah.
So let's say we have a dashboard and it's showing the utilization of your employees. So typically what we do, we'd like to see a top 10 of the most utilized resources.
Yeah.
Well, bar chart is perfect for that.
Yeah.
And for project managers, they have the same. They use a bar chart in their dashboard to see, for example, when they have 25 activities, they see the best 10 best performing activities and the bottom 10. So that's where we use bar charts for comparison. We also use the line chart typically in utilization reporting, because here, as a department manager or resource manager, you want to see, okay, how is the utilization evolving throughout time?
Yes, yes.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and then and because as we are a planning system, that means that we have data planned projects in the future. So with that, they can actually see, they have a forecast of their future workload. So line chart is ideal for that.
Yeah.
And the pie chart, well, we have the gauge, by the way. The gauge is really perfect for showing progress.
Yes.
So like typically we show progress of a project or an activity from 0 to 100%. So the gauge is perfect for that. But also what's also very nice is because project managers, they're dealing with the how is their budget being utilized, as they say. So, for example, they have a budget of 100 hours. They spent 50 hours. So then their budget has been utilized for 50%.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly displayed with the gauge, for example.
Yeah, yes.
And finally, we also have the pie chart. But that's mostly for informational purposes, sort of to see the composition. So let's say we have a dashboard on a department that's showing the utilization, and then we use the pie charts and the donut charts more as a supportive to see, okay, you see the utilization in a line chart, and then below it we use these pie charts to say, hey, now you can see that this department has like 30% backend developers, 40% frontend developers, and another 30% of designers, for example.
Yeah.
So more for composition purposes.
Nice. Yeah. This is a cool question for me. I realized after you posted that on Discord that I took a human computer interaction course while I was at uni. And there was a whole unit about data visualization, which data analytics, essentially what we're doing with these dashboards is data visualization. The science and around and research around looking into, has the viewer perceived the information you were trying to convey? And if they haven't, what have they perceived and why? And looking into what shapes and what charts gave mm-hmm. them what information. So it's an interesting question for me to ask. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
It's been very interesting. And hopefully we can have another one of these.
Sure.
And to everyone listening, hope to see you in the next episode very soon. Bye.